Hi, everyone. Welcome to Domain Sherpa. Thank you for tuning in to the podcast with the best domain name and digital asset content in the world. Today's show is a Domain Sherpa review titled 10 out of 10, featuring Drew, Shane, and Jen, who introduces a new segment called 10 with Jen to get even deeper into the minds of the Sherpas. This leads to an interesting conversation about life, goals, and how to stay motivated once you've achieved big things and climbed your first mountain. Along with this new segment, we also play the domain game featuring modernbrew.com, safedepositbox.com, and ccp.org. Then we've got the NameJet and a Jet segment sponsored by NameJet. And we talk about some domains coming up for auction, including speedbike.com, rolab.com, and deadserious.com. We also talk about the NamesCon conference coming up in Austin, Texas, June 5th to June 8th. The full agenda has now been released, so go to namescon.com for more info on that. And if you haven't already registered, you can use the discount code DOMAINSHERPA and get 10% off your ticket. So definitely go check that out if you haven't already. We'll all be there live at the event and looking forward to what is sure to be a great time. And remember, if you're listening to the audio version of this podcast, you can also watch the video version at domainsherpa.com and on our YouTube channel at ds.tv. You can also listen to the shows on Apple and Spotify and other podcast platforms as well. And please make sure to hit the like button and the subscribe button and all that good stuff where you can and help Domain Sherpa grow the pie. We also integrate our shows with Muse.ai, which provides search functionality and transcripts as well. So definitely check all that out. And props to our sponsor, Dan.com, the number one place in the world to buy and sell your domains with a special platform made for domain investors. And special shout out to our own business, Media Options, the number one domain brokerage in the world, specializing in domain acquisition, sales, and appraisals. Find out more at MediaOptions.com, where you can also sign up for our newsletter for the best domain names and domain opportunities available in the market every week, and also featuring key insights and other helpful information relating to branding, naming, and of course, domain investing. So it's now time to get into this episode of Domain Sherpa, where all roads lead to domains. So let's go. What's up, Sherpa Network? Thank you for tuning in today. My name is Jonathan Tenenbaum, a.k.a. JT, a.k.a. J On, a.k.a. Thunder Mountain. And I'm the host and producer of Domain Sherpa, where all roads lead to domains. Today's show is a Domain Sherpa review. We get into the minds of successful domain investors using real examples so we can learn strategies and tactics to become more successful domain name investors ourselves. These are the experts, the OGs, the best in biz, my personal friends. They're more co-hosts than guests. And I'm very excited to have them on the show today. It's a great group. There are four segments to a Domain Sherpa review. We've got the grand opening. That's where I intro the Sherpas. It's what's happening right now. We see what's going on with them. Talk about some related things, maybe some unrelated things, some AKAs. Then we'll do the domain game where we hear what the Sherpas recently bought or sold. The Sherpas will guess on the price. We'll get some swag to the winner, maybe a fresh Domain Sherpa hoodie, which I think everybody here has except for Drew. But it's coming. It's coming. It's on order. You know, just keep waiting by the mailbox. You know what I'm saying? Get ready to... You know, sign for that. Then we got the NameJet and a Jet segment sponsored by NameJet. Shane's wearing the t-shirt, showing some love. We'll review a list of domains coming up for auction on NameJet, see what the Sherpas like, what they don't like. And then finally, last but not least, we'll wrap up with grand closing where we discuss anything that we have not already talked about, what's going on in the domain space, looking at the market trends, current events, allowing our guests to mention and promote anything that we have not already discussed. With that, let's go ahead and introduce the Sherpas over to my right. I got my boy Shane Coltra, a.k.a. Sugar Shane, a.k.a. Honey Shane, a.k.a. Mike Bro, a.k.a. Blame It on the Shane, a.k.a. Doing It for the Culture. What's up, man? How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. Just got back from the great D3 conference. Great people, some OG domain investors, some got to hear Lily Liu of Solana and Frederick of Cardano, hearing about the future, I tell you what, when you see a good speaker like that, you realize what good speaking is like. Like Lily Liu is as sharp as anybody, and her responses. I love going to good speakers. It doesn't matter who it is. It was a great event. Great people. Fred, you know Fred Hsu does it right. So,
Man, yeah, big props to Fred. I mean, you know, we're invested. Drew's invested in D3, so you know. NFA, but it's pretty exciting the stuff that they've got going on, you know. NFA meaning not financial advice, but definitely excited to see everything that's happening there. And I wanted to get out there for it, but man, it's just, you know, tough.
There's a lot going on. It's hard to travel, but Vegas, man, if you can't get a flight to Vegas, you can't get a flight because the whole world is there. That's a good point. Man, you can catch a flight on the corner at Walmart to Vegas. It's easy to get there.
It's a Costco special. It's like show up, you get a hot dog, a TV, and a flight to Vegas. Which is actually true because Costco does have travel like
things. No, it's but it was great, man. Going to Monty's bar, we got to see Monty's invested in Crash and Burn.
Yeah. How's the is it coming along?
It's looking great, man. They've done it right. I mean, owning a bar is tough, so getting people up there is always the challenge. But as far as the location, the food, the people, he's got a good base to go. And he's gonna have skydiving coming up too. That's the thing. I don't know if I'm gonna go again because he's gonna make me get up there and skydive.
Yeah, so I saw
the skydiving.
Yeah, in like no, like just a net where the fan blows you up, a free skydiving on the sixth floor. So you're already starting six floors up when you go. So but it's great to see domain investors branching out and the things that they do.
That sounds like a fantastic mixture of alcohol.
Yeah, let's go get drunk and go jump off a building. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. Oh, wow. That makes perfect sense.
Don't jump off the wrong side of it. You know what I'm saying? Like, no, you got to go this way. The well, shout out to Monty. We got the NamesCon auction coming
up.
That?
You ever seen the YouTube video where dude's all hyped to do the bungee? No. Yeah, still all hyped to do the bungee jump, like psyching himself up. And, you know, he's like a couple, you know, 5, 6, 8 feet back from like the edge, and you know, the dude's talking to him and he's like, you know, you could do this, da da da. But it's not like it's turned yet. And they didn't connect to the rope. I'm sorry, I'm laughing. I mean, but dude just goes for it. He's just like, oh shit, he gets all hyped up and he just jumps off and they're like, what? Dude, we didn't even put the rope on. That, you know, that was
that's crazy.
Oh my god, that actually is a thing. Like, what are you watching?
Yeah, most of the time, like it's like a 300-foot bungee jump thing. Dude just runs off the edge, like all hyped too.
But most of the bungee jumpers to get you will hold a rope that's not connected. So when you jump, they go no, and they hold the rope showing not connected. So you're scared shitless as you leave, thinking that
I'm not good on all that shit, man. That's just not
Never. But anyway, even since I'm a little kid, I was like, you gotta be something's wrong in your brain if you're like, oh yeah, let me attach myself to a fucking elastic band and jump off
a rubber band. You know what I'm saying?
But it's a business person. You see that?
Like, let me get my whole spine. Reverberate when that thing.
They're doing 10 million in the zip line right next. You know, you see the zip line going by. You know, doing a $10 million business. So there's all kinds of ways to make money.
Yeah, well, hey, that's actually it's funny you talk about Monty. I mean, he's got the venture park down in Costa Rica. I mean, that's like
I think they have the longest zip line in Latin America or in the world or something. That Diamante that he's got down in Costa Rica. I think they have like the longest zip line like ever.
It's great to go to an event like that where you get to talk to the OGs about the old days and you get to hear about the new stuff. It's like this literally a 30-year window of where domains are been and where they're going, and to me it was exciting. And I was stoked when I came back. It really there's lots of life ahead and there's an incredible life behind that's created a lot of wealth and a lot of opportunity for people. So I loved it, man. It was invigorating. Awesome. And I'm hoping NamesCon will be the same thing. We'll talk about that later.
Yeah. And actually I'll throw it out now. Thank you, Jen, by the way, for hooking it up. We've got a 10% discount on the registration fee of NamesCon. So if you want to take advantage of that, it's the promo code is simply Domain Sherpa. So if anybody hasn't gotten their ticket yet, I mean, we'll all be there and looking forward to it for sure. So anybody who's been on the fence about it or hasn't gotten it together or simply just hasn't
gotten it. That's coming up quick, man.
I know. Dude, it's like less than a month away. It's actually pretty crazy. So anybody who's just still trying to get their ticket, get the 10% off, use the promo code Domain Sherpa. Let's get it. We'll see y'all there. But yeah, man. Well, good stuff, dude. And we saw Monty's place when we were out there for the ICA event. And so has it come along a good bit since then?
It better have come along. We're there as like a tripping hazard.
I was saying. There's plastic and plywood everywhere. And Monty's like, we're not even open yet. Isn't this cool? I'm like, well, I would hope you're not open yet.
It's very nice. 20,000 square feet. It's very nice. Yeah. When we went there the first time, I'm not going to lie. I'm like, shit, this is going to be a rough one. But it looks great. Yeah.
Is it open yet?
Yeah, it's open. Ate there. Great food. Yeah. I mean, Vegas alcohol, I can't afford to drink alcohol in Vegas. So you got it's a BY your own stuff there. But yeah, but Monty takes care of it. You know, his friends and family, he was very generous. But in general, Man, I Amar asked for to go out for a drink, and I'd have one drink, and it's $28.
Hey, you're, like, well, you're paying for the fancy ice. You know what I'm saying? It's not cheap to do the.
Did you see? I saw somebody was posting pictures of the menu at the Formula One race in Miami.
Yeah,
and
I didn't know if that was pesos or what.
Wild. Nah, that was. I mean,
$280 for like a
$280 for nachos. Nachos.
Whoa.
With beef. Nachos with beef. $280.
Better be Kobe then, or Wagyu then, or something.
Yo, you know, the tacos. Tacos, $290. You know what I'm saying? Like, and then it was like a bucket of chicken wings, $180. $230.
Yeah.
Yo, that's just wild. And I also don't.
I mean, it's like, what, somebody just arbitrarily added a zero to what would be no otherwise like already kind of high prices.
For sure. For sure, dude.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. Anyways, you know, and then big motherfuckers around here like, oh, we need to lower interest rates. It's like, no,
I wanted to buy their customer 10%. List.
Get the fuck out of here. You guys, people are so stupid. So stupid.
Yeah, it's like, that's
normal. $280 nachos. That's normal.
I wanted to buy the customer list and whoever paid for it.
Well, how does that happen? What happened? People are out of control, wiling out here.
Well, you know, and we talked about this on the one show about the Formula One, the Vegas race, and how, you know, it's also, it's like the Kentucky Derby and all that. Like, it all just, it happens like this, you know, or if you're watching the race, you get to see like cars whiz by one time and it's like, oh, cool. You know, and I paid $280 for, you won't even be able to eat your nachos in time. Race is over. It's like, go home. You know what I'm saying? It just shows you, though, you know, it is like this crazy.
Speaking of inflation, did you see the super secret that somehow got leaked document? It's like a 10-page document from Trump that supposedly if he wins, he's going to federalize the Federal Reserve. I saw that headline come out this morning and I was like, oh, I'm going to take the under on whether he sees his next birthday.
Yeah, well, well, we'll see if he sees
every person, like, every head of state worldwide that's ever been executed, all of it can be traced back to somebody wanted to nationalize the Federal Reserve or the central bank.
Well,
like,
yeah,
you Saddam Hussein, JFK, you got a whole host of them down in Central America.
That's a pretty interesting group to group together. You know, you're like Saddam Hussein, JFK, Trump, like. Well,
the common thread is actually quite clear. The common thread is these are all people that wanted to take national control of their central bank, not have a third party central bank that charges interest to print your money.
Yeah. Well, look, there's no doubt that that is a complete shit show.
But that's how you end up with $280 nachos. That was the whole point. Bread.
I don't even lie. I do enjoy tacos, though. You know what I'm saying? And the wings, I'd be on the fence and be like, I might do it. Like, how good are they? You know what I'm saying? Like,
and this is a man going to get $250.
Literally just offends my sense.
Oh, it offends everything. Like, everything, man.
It's like, no, I'm not. It's got nothing to do with the money. It's just,
it's just complete bullshit. But
it's just egregious.
Yeah, it's greed. It's egregious. You feel me? All right. On that note, let's keep it moving. Let me go ahead and finish introducing. Don't do it. You know, don't do it. You know what I'm saying? That was good. It was good. Don't act like it wasn't.
I've just been, I haven't spoken yet. Oh, well, I have now.
There we go. I was waiting. So what else you got? Well, you know what? Let me go ahead. I'm gonna get to you in a second. So to my lower right, already having kind of broken some things down for y'all, it's my boy Andrew Rosner, aka Morpheus, aka the Dirk Diggler of Digital Assets, aka Bob Lee Swagger, the Sniper. What's up, dude?
Sup.
Sup, sup. All right. And then I'm gonna keep it moving and I'm gonna go to my homegirl, Jen Sale, aka Ozzy Osbourne, aka Olivia Newton Jen, aka Rockadile Dundee, aka Dingo Star, aka Mel Born to Be Wild, aka Sipping on Jen and Juice, aka the Ever Queen. What's happening? What's going on with you?
Everything and nothing. You know how it is. Yeah. But as I always do, I'm gonna add something a little special here. Now, look, people on Twitter, when you did this Twitter poll and you were asking people, oh, what's your favorite segment? And everyone's like, oh, we love the domain game. Eh. Well, I was like, no. So I'm coming up with my own little segment. Drew, don't yell at me. Calm down.
Just way to be a people of the people.
No. All right. So, ladies and gentlemen, well, this is people. Called 10 with Jen.
10 with Ben, 10 with Jen. 10 with Ben, 10 with Ben, 10 with Jen.
All right.
10 with Jen.
So, this is a groundbreaking segment. It's unsponsored by the Tenenbaum brothers.
Okay. 10.
You get it?
Oh, now, okay.
It's time to pierce the veil and reveal the real Sherpas. The team at Sherpa Labs have crafted 10 scientifically invalid questions to peel back the layers on your favorite Sherpas and guests. Now, I wanted to do this with Drew first, but then I was like, oh, he's going to get super mad at me. So I'm going to do it with you, Jonathan, because you won't get mad at me. So, Jonathan Tenenbaum.
I mean, you could start with Drew. I'm not going to. You know,
are you ready, Drew? Drew, are you ready? It's going to take Jen.
Let's go with
you
Drew.
You want to do it? 2 minutes.
Let's do it.
Two minutes of your life. You'll love it. All and right. We're going to do this all the time. Okay. One, cats or dogs?
Dogs.
Good. Two, what is the most used app on your phone? You can't say anything work related. So, no email messages, browsers.
Then probably Twitter.
Ooh, okay. Yes. Last meal.
Spaghetti with tomato sauce and sardines and capers.
Sardines?
Oh, yeah,
sardines
in.
And capers.
Leaning
I
in
had
on the
capers today, Drew. I do love capers. So
I love capers. And
me
I love
too.
Sardines and I love pasta and I love tomato sauce.
Oh, okay. Nice. What is the scariest animal?
Scariest animal? Ticks.
Keep rolling. There's no comments. You just keep rolling.
Yeah. Let's keep. Okay. This one's a bit. Like, I don't want to get people in trouble, but what was your last Google search?
My last Google search?
Yeah.
I actually don't know. It was for the name of a seller of a domain name, a client of ours, who I was like, I bet you this dude's shady as fuck. And I was trying to Google him, but you couldn't find nothing about him. So,
all right. So we're up to question six.
Jury's out.
Question six. We don't have much to go. Favorite childhood movie?
Bronx Tale.
Choice.
Ultimate dinner guest. Ultimate dinner guest, dead or alive. Anyone you could go to dinner with. Some of these do require like thought, which is
that's what makes them good.
Ultimate dinner guest, huh?
Just say Charlize Theron and move on.
I don't know.
No, that would be
all right. Next, okay, you get
no, he's got okay, to answer. You cannot answer.
Ultimate,
yeah. Think about it. Yeah, well, he can think about it and come back. We can come back to it.
Satoshi.
That's what I would have thought he would have said.
Yeah. In that line, I mean, Nick Szabo.
Okay, you get one song to listen to for the rest of your life. What is it?
One song for the rest of my life, huh?
Yeah, on repeat.
I don't know. Sound of Silence. I don't know.
Yep.
Bro, that's kind of good. I like that. By the way, my last Google search is Nick Szabo, the computer scientist. I should have known.
Okay. Two more questions.
I don't know. The song, I'm going to say 444 by Jay-Z. I can pretty much listen to that on repeat over and over and over again.
Nice.
All right. I'm with
it. I like. What would your bonus item be on Naked and Afraid?
I don't even know what Naked and Afraid is.
Well, what would you take on a deserted island? What's your one item?
Yeah. Survival item.
You're making a lot of assumptions, you know, in that question. You're like, yo, Naked and Afraid, what's your bonus item? Like, I don't know what Naked and Afraid is. Bonus item? Like, I don't know what
you really, really only have a couple of choices. Knife, fire starter,
a pot,
or duct tape.
Okay. So, all right. So I'm naked with nothing else on an island and I get one item. That's the question.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
I'm going to say knife.
Okay.
That's
okay. So the last question.
Knife will
question.
Get me coconuts. Knife will get me fish. Knife will get me, you know, slit my wrist when I'm had enough.
You start building shelter. You're about 10 minutes in, you're like, fuck this.
Yeah.
I love the positivity. Okay, last question. Okay, so these ones, I'm going to do like little custom ones for people. So, Drew, what makes your heart smile?
Nothing.
Boom. Black heart. That's it. All right.
Dude, ladies and gentlemen, that was 10 with Jen.
10 with Jen. I love it. All right, cool. New segment. New segment alert. All right. Well, good stuff. Let's keep it moving now and get into some
domain sales. Domain sales make my heart smile.
Mm-hmm. There you go. I thought you might say money.
I thought you were going to say my kids, my family, my wife.
Money doesn't even actually get me very excited anymore. I don't really.
That's interesting. But I get that. So
no, it's actually true, though. It's actually not it's something I talk about with my wife a lot. Like, I don't know, like used to, I don't know. Yeah. Money doesn't really.
Well, I think that Drew, you've kind of
trigger
reached
me
the second
emotionally
mountain.
Anymore.
Yeah. Have you read that book, The Second Mountain?
No.
I think you'd like it. Mm. Yeah.
I think somebody else told me I should read that.
Yeah. It's a good book. Read that. Okay.
Somebody else just recommended
that. Wait. I mean, the premise of Second Mountain was the idea that you've conquered your first mountain and now it's like, how do you feel something
basically?
Yeah,
because basically if you once you conquer your mountain, it's only downhill, right? So if you don't basically you conquer a mountain, you better fucking find that second mountain real quick. Otherwise you're going downhill.
Well, it was kind of, and it was kind of like, I don't know about you guys, but in my career, I always would set these goals and then I'd reach that goal. Then I'd set another goal. Then I'd reach that goal. Then I'd set another goal. And then eventually you're standing at the top of this mountain alone, looking around going, well, what do I do next? And, you know, most people, when they lean into that like second mountain experience, it's more so about what this is, like community, helping other people, sharing what you learnt like along the way so that people can conquer their first mountain type of thing.
Oh, I dig it. Super cool. All right. Well, I'll see.
All right. Sherpa I'm going to move that up the list. I'm gonna read that. I'm going to read it. But
all right,
you know what's interesting? I've never actually been a goal setter. I've actually never really had goals. Like I remember when I had my first real job in the fish business. And there was, you know, this woman, Karen Mancini, may she be hit by a car. She was a horrible human being. She's literally, I have a short list of it's called the no brace list. She's like literally number one on the list.
I'm like, that's actually.
And anyway, she's a terrible person. Karen Mancini, I hope you hear me. You're a horrible human being. Anyways, she was like, you can't work here if you don't have goals. And I was like, look, you don't get it. Like, I'm the most driven person you're ever going to encounter. Like, I just fucking go until somebody rings the bell and says, like, stop, right? Like, it's like, that's just how I work. You know, like, you know, it's like people come to us and they're like, whoa, can we adjust the commission structure and make it, you know, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, do whatever the fuck you want, but it's not going to change anything for me. Like, there is no such thing as like, oh, I'm going to make more if I do that. No, I just go. I just go. So anyways, I never had goals ever. And that is, I think that's interesting only because if I had goals, I probably would have reached some of them. And I don't know if that would have changed my perspective where I'm at. But because I never had a goal, I never really felt like I got to a finish line, which is both good and maybe bad. I don't know. But it's something I've been reflecting on, actually.
You have goals. You just don't define them as hard as others do. You have
not
goals.
Really? I guess.
You have to, because you have a
my goal.
If you have a purpose, you have a goal.
Yeah.
You know what, though? I don't know that I have a purpose. I don't know that I have like a really well-defined purpose. I somehow sparked the fucking competitive flame early on in my life. And I've just been an extremely competitively driven person from that point on. And that's really the only thing that's driven me. It was never really about, maybe at different parts of my life where it was like, oh, you know, I want to have some certain things. And so I want certain amounts of money. But like the money itself never really was like, oh, I achieved this because I just earned this much money. It was really like
competitive means that you're competing for something.
Yeah, yeah, true. But winning for the sake of winning is basically been the motto. Yeah.
But you also have to define what a win is. Yeah. And that's where your goal is. Like defining what win is your goal. It doesn't mean it's a number, but you do. Yeah. You just define it differently.
Full disclosure, most of my life, winning was defined as everyone else losing.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm trying to change that.
And I would also say
it's an ongoing process.
It's an ongoing process.
I would also say that I learned this when I spoke with you one-on-one once, Drew, and you compared yourself to a tank getting to the finish line, and you compared me to a combi van. So I was just like,
I don't recall that, but
what's a combi van? Like a Volkswagen van, like a hippie van?
He's like, Jen, I will just plow through a group of people just to get to that finish line. I'll be in the tank.
Jen will pick up like, hitchhikers along the way.
Like, you'll be stopping giving people free hugs, Jen. And I'm just like, yes, Drew, but we will both get to the finish line.
Yeah.
But who gets there
just
first?
Differently. Yeah, exactly. So for him, competition. Getting there first.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not a bad thing.
No, but it is interesting, though. You know,
I don't know about good or bad. I'm not, you know, I don't know that there really is good or bad anymore. But I think it's worth reflecting on, because it really is something that has really caused me a lot of reflection recently. Just in that it's kind of like, all right, well, you know, you know what? Honestly, so, and this is not bullshit. This is true. I printed this. This was a tweet from Tim Ferriss like a week ago. And he posted, he said, most people have a lot of trouble coming up with the defined dreams they're being held from. In that case, consider these questions. If you woke up tomorrow with $100 million in the bank, what would you do day to day? What would make you most excited to wake up in the morning? You know, whatever. And I started thinking about it a week ago. That's why I say I've been reflecting on that. I literally printed that, put it on my desk, and every day I've been trying to think about it. I don't have an answer. I have literally no answer. Mm. Like, I don't.
Yeah,
I don't know. I'm.
Does anyone else have an answer? Because I don't really have an answer.
Well,
I
can tell you this, and we'll get to domains in a second. But this is important. You guys know it because you've all talked to me. I retired from a routine of 60 to 100 hours a week of every minute of my life being defined on what to do. And I went to zero. I retired from that. And I sat around for the last year and a half trying to find a second mountain, trying to redefine my life, trying to figure out my worth. I went from experience of, do I offer any value to this world as an older guy? Is what I've accomplished, was it worth the time? What do I do next? You know, coaches die the minute they stop coaching. That's a fucking hard, hard trip. There's a lot of self-reflection. There's a lot of, do I get back to work? You know, the first week I retired, I was so excited because I didn't have something to do. Like I could do anything in the world I want. That goes away quickly. That didn't work for me. That doesn't work.
You
to
got
not
good genetics. You could be a sperm donor.
Exactly. I mean, there's when it's that open, it's even more difficult. Like there was a person recently that a 75-year-old man that got me on the phone, who's a corporate trainer, and he gave me a personality test and he was doing all kinds of things. And he said, he defined me to a T, but he said this: it's time to fucking grow up. It's time for you. Yeah, he did. He said, it's time to be a man, to use your skills, to prove your worth, to get out there and utilize everything you've built and give it to the world and be strong and confident about it. When you walk in a room, you know your direction. Don't quit fucking around. And it was straight to everything I did wrong. He pointed out perfectly. This man didn't even know me, but after 2 hours of conversation. So it's just these little things of self-reflection and maybe a third party. Maybe Jen's questions put some things in your mind, but we're at an age that we're all getting to where we're plenty successful. Money, we have enough money. We can do whatever the fuck we want when it comes to money. It's just, what do you do? And I think I've gotten there, but it was a year and a half of every single day.
I'll tell you what, it's an important question for everybody, because I think that, you know, somewhere in the 10-year time horizon, I think the vast majority of human beings are going to be asking themselves, what's my value in this world where a lot of the world's jobs and difficult tasks are being accomplished by robots and AI?
Yeah, the skills you've learned for 30 years are no longer relevant.
Totally, totally. And I think a lot of people are going to be asking themselves that same question.
And
what I can tell you is I don't have an answer. I don't know.
Just got to work on yourself. And again, having good surrounding and people that guide you in the right direction is very important. To have, you know, all our friends are people that we respect and trust, right? That's how I choose my friends, people that I really admire. So having people that are honest, that'll give you feedback that say this and that. And yeah, it's very difficult, but it's an important part of the thing. Domainers are even worse. We sit around waiting for inbounds to come. A lot of the guys just sit there. There's a lot of time in the day to think. And if domains were to go away, where would you be? Like, that's one thing that you say. If you can't do domains, what do you have? So it's, I know we're getting philosophical, but it's, I got
it. Did we finish the AKAs?
Yeah, exactly.
We got through the AKAs. We're on the cusp of the domain game, and then we ended
up. Well, people will learn a lot.
Now we do 10 to Jen, and that's turned into today, everybody reflect on their life for a second and how much their life is empty.
Yeah, we got 10 with Jen, and we got the philosophical corner.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what happens. That's what happens when I come on. What can I say? I don't know.
It's all good. I like it. It's cool. It's interesting questions to ask yourself,
On your next episode of Domain Sherpa, we're all going to take acid. And then we're going to see
we're going to re-ask the question.
We're going to get real. We're going to find out where we really are.
This is Drew before acid. This is Drew's questions, answers after acid.
What's the scariest animal? Sharp tooth clowns.
Yeah, exactly.
You're gonna change up. It's not gonna be ticks.
I'm still with ticks. I'm still with ticks. Now they're even scarier.
I can't get over ticks. Yeah,
I've been thinking about spiders.
I think ticks are by far the scariest. Like,
oh,
it's not
Drew,
even close.
Drew.
Ticks are fucking terrible things.
Yeah, they are. They are terrible. Let me tell you something.
They're weaponized by the U.S. government.
Drew, I need to tell you a scary story. I'm just gonna add this in, and then we can move on to the domain game. But
yeah.
My favorite game. Anyway, but I will tell you, when I was in Tanzania, when I was over there at one point, I stayed somewhere. I woke up one morning and I had this like weird itch on my foot. And I was just like, oh, what is that? Anyway, long story short, some kind of weird parasite thing had crawled into my skin on my foot, laid eggs in my skin. Oh, and yes.
Yeah, let's leave it at that, because I know where that story goes. And I'm telling you, I'm not even crazy, but like my friend Keenan, he got that same shit in his shoulder.
Yeah. Not good.
And it was, that was, no.
I do not recommend.
No bueno.
Yeah. 0 Google star review.
No. That's a hard pass for me, dog. I'm, and because of that, I'm out.
Moving on.
Okay, we've covered a lot of ground. We haven't really even gotten into domains yet. Let's go with the domain game. Shane, you got to buy, sell. What you got? What are we talking about?
I have a buy. Okay. I had a couple sells, but I shared them everywhere. So, let me pick one. I'll do modernbrew.com just because it's a purchase. Modernbrew.com.
Is this like on auctions or whatever? Like,
coffee and beer, but I won't say. You'll have to decide because that could decide the choice.
Modernbrew.com. Modern Brew.
Modern Brew.
Modern Brew.
All right.
I don't know.
All right.
Nobody knows. That's the point.
Nobody knows.
I don't like the uncertainty of the domain game. I don't
like. You can put what you would pay for it. That'll work.
Oh. All right. Ready?
I've got a great
Three,
number.
3, 2, 1, flip. Ooh. Okay. Okay.
What? Well, 666.
That's like, this is my disdain for the domain game. I'm going to get.
Yeah.
So, all right. So Drew's at 318. I'm at 450. Jen's at $666. The mark of the beast.
Jen is so damn close. 665 I paid for.
No way.
What? Damn.
Damn. All right. Well, where'd you buy it? What are your thoughts? Why'd you get it?
It was a GoDaddy auction. And GoDaddy auctions are obviously getting expensive now. Like, I was going to give, like, I bought F Trade. You know, names are now in the four figures for decent names. But I like Modern Brew just seemed to go a couple directions with coffee and beer and seemed to be a little bit more versatile. Because, you know, we buy names on potential buyers and it seemed to be a little bit more broad. I thought $665 was a solid price for a name like that. That's a name that will be a $10,000 name, but I don't think it'll be a long hold like some of my other names. But I thought it was pretty good. And I haven't been buying a ton of names, but that was my recent one.
I like it.
Yeah, with all of the cold brew kind of trend and things like that, I don't mind it. That's why I thought it was. Yeah, I like the whole modern thing and the brew. It passes radio test. Yeah. Good name.
Good stuff.
Yeah, I have a lot of modern names. I mean, I have Modern Gardener, I just put the name Modern in front of them and you can get them under 1,000 and they sell pretty well. They do pretty well. So,
all right, good stuff. All right, Jen gets the point. Congratulations so far. Jen is in the lead. Drew, what do you got? You got a buy or a sell?
I'm going to go with a buy. You want a threeword.com or a threeletter.org?
.com.
Yeah. Threeletter.org is tough.
Safetydepositbox.com. Mm. Were you in that auction?
No, I do the list, so I saw it, but I didn't go back and look at the results or. I did like it a lot though, yeah.
Safetydeposit.com.
Do you know this one, Jonathan?
Not just a couple days ago.
I'm out on this.
Oh, okay. Safety deposit box. Well, if Shane knew it.
Well, I knew it was up for auction, so I know I can. I'll give you the same information.
Oh, I don't care about the stupid domain game. Now that it's like, if she gets this point, she actually wins. So she's like. She's like, well, wait a minute. If Shane knew this name existed.
Hang on. Now I'm thinking.
I need that threecharacter.org right about now. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's right.
All right.
I'm really only here to beat Jen. That's
it right now. It's the only thing that's going to keep it alive.
I had to laugh. Someone did comment on Twitter about us. They're like, it's just like watching an episode of Friends. And I was just like. It is.
It's like Friends for nerds. You know what I'm saying?
I'm Joey. Might be Joey or Chandler.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. Friends is probably not the appropriate group to match up to us, but because I don't know who Drew would be. You know what I'm saying? Like, Maybe some character that didn't exist, you know?
Like, yeah. He could be Tom Selleck.
There you go.
Remember Tom when Selleck Tom came up in, he was dating one of them. That was so funny.
Yeah.
Oh, hang on.
All right.
I'll turn that show into Used to Be Friends.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. All right.
Former friends.
Ex-friends.
Yeah. Next on today's episode of Former Friends.
Enemies. In today's episode of Enemies.
I guess you're right. It's just made of enemies.
Frenemies. It's frenemies.
Enemies. That's it.
Frenemies.
All right. Ready?
Yeah.
Go.
All right. So Shane's at $850 and Jen's at $1,111.
Oh, man. This guy gets done telling us about how even any decent name is over four digits now. And
well,
posts up $850 for safetydepositbox.com.
Yeah, but does not feel I mean, it. There's a lot of ways to say secure.
Did I win? Did I win?
You obviously won by the comments.
Yeah, yeah, you won.
Damn, Jen, I might have said the domain game. Look at that. He's going to be like, oh, the domain game is my favorite.
That was right. Safety deposit box.
No, Jonathan, no.
No. You know what it was? It's safedepositbox.com.
Oh.
Safe deposit box.
I keep my either way, it was more than the price didn't change, just the name.
Yeah, safedepositbox.com. Bought it for $3,555.
Whoa, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Now you guys are making me feel bad about it.
I know I'm feeling a certain way now based on their reaction. Because when we first told
them. I mean,
about
to me, like, first off, there's like in the back of my head, there's like maybe 3-4 businesses that like I would just love to be in because I think that they're like just low touch, great businesses. Safe deposit boxes is one of them.
Yeah.
Personal storage is another. Car wash and, parking garages. Like these are the best businesses in my opinion,
100%.
Because you don't have to deal with customers really. You just, it's low touch, you know, send the check. You know what I mean? Like, so anyways, I saw the name. I believe I'm going to double check before I say it, but I believe that it's the highest search volume version of the keyword. Although I concede that there are definitely, let's say, alternative versions of this domain. Safe deposit box, safety deposit box, box, boxes, you know, whatever. But I think safe deposit box.
Well, if I others didn't like, agree with you,
yeah,
it
so
be that
check
high.
This out. I mean, there are 22,000 exact match searches for this. For safe deposit box. Safe deposit box is by far the highest search term related to the keyword. And, you know, decent CPC. Yeah. I think it's actually a great opportunity. It's even
What kind of like X would you try to sell that for, Drew? Like 2, 3, 5, 10? Where's that at? Where does that land?
Yeah, so I mean, you know, that's also like safedepositbox.com. Like, I'm not going to sell that name for less than 50 grand. Like, I just wouldn't. Also, because it's in that small short list of businesses I would maybe want to be in someday. Interesting. There was like a giant spike in January of this year. The search volume for Safe Deposit Box spiked to 60,000 searches a month.
Must have been some event or something.
Yeah, very strange. So it's interesting. So Safe Deposit Box, I'm telling you, this is like a huge opportunity because it's considered by Google to be a child term, and the parent term of Safe Deposit Box is Safety Deposit Box, but Safety Deposit Box only has 7,600 searches a month. So this has 3 times the search volume. And it's the one that people are competing for. So
I couldn't remember which one I used. Like when you said it, then I got confused. Like, do I say safe deposit? I think I say safe deposit box. I don't think I say safety. I don't think they say safety.
I'm not a fan of this name in any way. Now that we've talked through it so much, I'm like,
that's why you're an enemy.
That's cool. It's all right. You know, I didn't think that much of it. Now I'm like, this might be the worst domain buy you've ever made, Drew.
I'm kidding. FDIC, you go on FDIC website, they have a whole page for safe deposit box, right?
Yeah, that's fair.
You go on Investopedia, they have a page absolutely for safe deposit box.
PNC. Jonathan Tenenbaum is now looking for a new job.
Even Bank of America has a whole page, safe deposit box FAQ. Yeah. Right. Yeah, so I think it's the right version. Yeah. That's the money term.
Yeah, no, and it's all good. And Jen gets the point for the domain game. So, and we will ultimately see. My career is now not based on Drew being wrong, right? You know what I'm saying? So it's like, you know, so I'm all in, man. Good job.
He isn't often,
Good work. You know what I'm saying? Hey, even Michael Jordan missed a free throw here or there. You know what I'm saying? It's like I tell my kids when they miss a shot in basketball. It happens. Kobe Bryant missed more shots than he made.
And Michael Jordan put 10,000 on every hand of poker he ever played. So.
Negative talk.
Don't cut it out, Billy. Do not cut it out.
If he cuts out the negative talk, it'll be a 32-minute.
He'll be like, hi, welcome to Domain Sherpa. Yeah. Thank you for tuning in today.
Yo, can we do a Domain Sherpa roasting? Like, can we bring people on a roast?
Did you watch the Tom Brady roast?
Who did?
I've only seen clips. I haven't seen the whole thing yet.
Gosh.
But, yo,
there was some great, coming on
there
for
was
me.
Some fire. There was some
Mickey, Mickey Glazer. I mean, she is freaking fire. Like, she was the best. She killed it. Like,
I don't even know who that is.
If you just watch her segment, she smashes it. I didn't know who she was until then.
And the clips I saw her, like,
oh, yeah, she's great.
She's like, Tom Brady, you lost.
She delivers with a cadence like you've never, like, it is perfect cadence. Perfect delivery. Yes. The joke to
it's
fire.
It's perfect.
She's
it's
hot.
Great.
Like, it's a perfect combination.
Some of the stuff was great. Like, you're like, ooh, that's pretty hard.
Yeah, I mean, I'll tell you who I felt bad for was like, wow, that's raw.
The person I felt kind of bad for was Kim Kardashian. I don't know why she was there.
Stop it. You're fired. You're fired.
Bro, she basically got booed off stage.
Kim Kardashian.
She got booed off stage.
With $1 billion. What? Dude, if you're a hoe, you're worth $1 billion. Do you think you care about getting booed off stage?
She got booed off stage and then just shit on the rest of the time. I mean, it was pretty rough.
The best line was Tom.
You think she doesn't deserve it?
Oh.
All I heard was, you got more Kim Kardashian, keep your legs closed. You got more black beef than Kendrick Lamar and Drake.
I will say that she took it, so when she did get up on stage, she did get booed and it was pretty harsh, but she stood there and she took
good.
It. Yeah,
because
I mean,
she worth $1 billion. She doesn't care.
She doesn't That's care. She
I
doesn't
think she does care.
Care.
I think she cares. They all care.
And if she does care, I don't care.
Yeah.
I hate everything that woman stands for.
Hey, but she gave a pretty good talk at Domain Fest. It was solid.
She didn't? What are you talking about? I remember sitting there thinking to myself, like, what the fuck is this woman doing here? Like, why is she here? And she was so full of herself. And it was like,
no, she talked about her investments. She made some damn good investment.
Investments. Listen, nothing she has done in her life means anything because all of it was like preceded by like the only thing that she did become famous was a sex tape. Like, she's
but listen, she did that and sold $1 billion worth of Skims. Come on, she sold $1 billion worth of Skims. That had to be a little bit more.
Like, she looks pretty nervous tonight because she knows that her kids are home with their dad.
Yeah, no, that's what she said. I know you're nervous. I don't know if it's because you have to stand up here and talk or because your kids are at home with their dad.
It's great, Drew. You need to watch it, even if it's just for the Nikki Glazer even if it's just for Nikki's it's pretty good. Yeah.
No, it's you know, it's interesting because the roasts, like, I can't, you know, I remember the first time I came across one of those when they started doing them on Comedy Central, because they used to do them back in the day with like the Dean Martin, Brett, you know, Rat Pack type stuff.
Drew, are you volunteering? Like, are you going to be like the first one that we all get to roast?
I don't mind getting roasted.
The roast of Drew.
As long as I get to roast some other.
Dude, the Drew Rosner roast on Domain Sherpa would be a wild show.
Oh.
Flipping crazy. You know what
I'm scared for you.
I'm having nothing to do. I'm not even going to be here. I'm going to let somebody else host it. It'd be like, Billy, that's all you, dog. That's all you. Let me know how it goes. I'm going to be over here just working on answering my email. You know what I'm saying? I got a bunch of contracts. It's crazy. I got so much going on right now.
The host gets roast as much as the actual person that's on the show. Yeah, so, yeah.
So in the clips that I saw, like that's what. Why did all these other people get roasted if it was a Tom Brady roast?
Well, that's how it works.
That's just how it goes. So that's how it goes.
This is what I was saying. So the way they obviously got a lot more sophisticated once Comedy Central, and they started doing with the Jeffrey Ross and all these guys, and like, you know, the Bob Sagetts and, you know, all that stuff, right? And then, yeah, basically the main guy gets roasted like a bunch, but then as everybody comes up, they just roast all the roasters as well. And then finally the subject of the roast gets up and just talks a lot of smack too. So it's like, you know, on everybody who's been
got sharing. It.
So that way, at least they give it as well as they get it. And it's like a lot of that kind of stuff, you know. It is pretty funny.
I wonder if it's humbling too, you know? Tom Brady, though. The only thing he got upset about was when they tried to make fun of Bob Kraft.
Massage part.
Like, I'll talk smack all you want about my baby mamas, my ex-wives. Like, that's all fine. Wait, you talked about my old owner? You know what I'm saying? Like, my boss? I guess that'd be like me. I'd be like, yo, you can't say that shit about Drew. Don't do that again. Mm-hmm. You
know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, that'd be like... I'd probably just be crying. So I don't think I'd be a good person on that panel.
it'll get real. But
you see Kevin Hart, though, he was helping me out. He said like 6 times, you have to get uncomfortable to get comfortable.
Yes.
He said over and over.
Yeah,
I was just raising the price of my domain up every time he said it.
You have uncomfortable.
I thought about you, Shane. He did. He kept saying it. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I become like, Mr. Uncomfortable. And it's that's all people talk about now is getting uncomfortable.
Well, you know, and that was before Jeff Gabriel stole it for the podcast, for his podcast, right? And,
yeah, he's got .link though. Come on, .link. Come on.
Shout out to Jeff. You know what I'm saying? But maybe next time.
Shout out to Yanni.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm just playing, Jeff. It's all love. See, I'm on this roast tip now. You know what I'm saying?
He had me on the podcast, and I didn't rub it in too bad.
But I think it's an awesome term because I think it really does kind of speak to a lot of like all growth happens outside of your comfort zone, right? And that's the whole thing is like you have to in life, if you want to achieve important things, you have to be comfortable with being uncomfortable. I mean, it is literally like it is such a true statement and it's universal. So, you know, I think it's all good.
100%. Yeah. I don't think we even need to do another name for the domain game because I've already won, right?
You already won. We'll let you take it home. Well, why don't we do that 3character.org, Drew, just so we have another one? Because that one I don't know. And then this way we can at least have 3 that we've covered on the show.
And if you get it exactly right, it's worth 2. Sorry,
there you go.
No.
It's worth 3. It takes home the chance.
It's worth 1,000 points. It's worth 1,000 points. The winner takes all.
I'll take 3letter.org for 3 points, please.
Drew, what do you think? Can you throw that out to us?
What?
The 3character.org that you were going to mention earlier.
Oh, all right. CCP.org. CCP.org.
Hmm. Oh, okay. Right.
This one I get to do.
And this was a buy. Yes.
This is a buy. CCP.org.
All right.
I realize I need a new phone case.
I don't even have one. I need one too.
All right. Ready?
Flip. Yeah.
All right. We've got Jen 1,111.
Oh.
But the people who are only listening and not watching, Jen's at 1,111. I'm at 1,500. Shane's at 5,400.
Yeah. And we paid $4,500.
Okay.
Roughly, it was 4,550 or something like that, but it was 4,500. And the reason being, CCP is the Chinese Communist Party.
Yeah.
And so, anyways, you know, I thought it's pretty dope to own ChineseCommunistParty.org. Love to punk me some commies.
It's like Inglourious Bastards, you know what I'm saying? It's like,
yeah,
it's like we're all gonna have to hire like Nazi security when we go to Austin.
Nazi business and business.
Yeah, I mean, look, who knows? Maybe it's a get out of jail free card someday. You know, I don't actually think that I will sell this domain for a profit, but yeah. I do think that it has sway and power. And I have a lot of domains like that, that I just own for some, you know, moral reason or, yeah, you know, just, you just never know when you need that chip.
Yep.
You know,
oh,
but CCP.org, you know, I don't know. Could be a lot. I've already had quite a few interesting ideas. What could be done with CCP.org?
Well, and I think that, you know, not all acronyms are created equal. This obviously, you know, has strong letters regardless. You know, there's a few other things that it's used for too. So yeah, I mean, cool.
Yeah.
Well, Shane, you're muted or something.
No, you're silent.
I can't hear you.
And if all else fails, it's credit card payments.
The sound of silence.
Yeah. I definitely took the under because I didn't know what the acronym meant. But so that's what's difficult with the domain game. Like if you don't get that, like that little like 2-minute quick search to figure out like why you bought it, I'm going to always take the under for sure.
Yeah, that's fair. Shane, are you back?
Yeah. Am I back now? Can you hear me?
Yep.
Yeah, you're good.
I just switched microphones.
So, all right. Well, that's the main game, folks. Congratulations to Jen. More swag for you. We'll bring something for you probably to Austin. I think will probably be the way to do it. So plan on taking
probably?
Home. But yes, we'll get you some swag. I have to decide what that swag. You already have the sweatshirt, so now we've got
to
figure
out. It's going to be a Welcome to the Austin Airport t-shirt. But other than that.
Yeah, Welcome to Austin keychain. You know what I'm saying? Hey, here you go.
Yeah.
It's going to be a NamesCon.
Being like a Rogan's comedy,
you know, whatever. Like whatever. The book
I've already put my request in with like you, Andrew. I told you I would like a pale pink oversized hoodie with the main Sherpa logo embroidered in white, and I've told you that will be for all of like my girlies. So just make it happen, Jonathan.
All right, I'm on it, Billy. Let's get that together. I just push it. That's a Billy problem now. You know what I'm saying? Go find Jen a super custom hoodie.
I'm sorry, Billy.
It's all good.
Media Options is the industry's leading domain broker specializing in domain acquisitions, high-value domain sales, and domain name consultation. As pioneers and thought leaders on the subject of the domain aftermarket and domain name value, plus through their clear domain acquisition service, Media Options offers startups and established corporations an unparalleled scope of high-value domain options, providing access to domain names and curation technologies not available elsewhere. Media Options believes in the power of a great domain name and is dedicated to helping you obtain yours. Call or email today to put a domain to work for you.
All right, cool. Well, that's a domain game. So let's slide into NameJet and a Jet. Sponsored by NameJet, really quick. This is where we'll review some domains heading to auction to see what the Sherpas like and what they don't like. You can go to domainsherpa.com and pull the Excel spreadsheet. It's got the list of names, the Estabot appraisals. Take those with a grain of salt. How many back orders as of the time that we record the show, what the order by date is in order to get your order in so that you can make sure you stay on top of the auction and participate, along with some other additional data and links and all that good stuff. So, I'll start with you, Drew, since you were kind of on the since you had to branch out two domains in the domain game and didn't get to guess as much. So let's start with the evaluation of this list of domains with you and see what you like, what you don't like, and why, and all that good stuff.
Yeah. Let me just go ahead and find that email from you.
I just love it, man. It's like, oh wait, I need a name for the domain game. Oh wait, the list of names. It's like, don't I understand you have not been on many of these and don't know how it works or what the order of stuff.
There's a learning curve.
So,
all right. So, uh, Oh, I like deadserious.com. I don't know what you can do with it, but I just like it.
Yeah, well, you know, so real quick, Dead Serious, that's a good one to start with, because, you know, it's this idea of like words and phrases in the lexicon. You know, I thought kind of in line with what you were talking about with Safe Deposit Box and how, you know, Dead Serious is cool. It's like familiar. How do you use it, right? Safe Deposit Box is the term. There's a commercial application of that. So anyway, I don't know, but go ahead, continue. I don't know what I was saying, but I had a thought.
Yeah, that was a whole bunch of gibberish right there.
It was word
nothing
salad.
You said. I feel so much stupider after listening to that last.
And may God have mercy on your soul.
Oh man. All right. Listen, growlab.com, cool name. You know, there's probably multiple end users. Do your own due diligence, but you know, you get that name for couple grand or less, and you know it was probably a 10, 15, 20x there over some period of time. You know, Hearth at Home, there's probably a million end users for that name, but it's like, you know, so if you can get it, it's long, it's three words. You know, you get that name for like a few $100, that's probably a $5,000 or $10,000 sale to an end user, right? So it's also probably a 10x. I don't know, rioting.com. There must be somebody must have cracked code on the business model because that shit's blowing up.
Yeah, hey, you know, it's like with all the protests and the riots, it's like, you know, let's just,
yeah, don't they all want to, yeah, can I get a dollar from all them protesters? You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, y'all got to register at
Rioting.com.
Rioters.com. You know what I'm saying? We'll send you a t-shirt. Waters. You know, I don't know. These are all very mediocre names. There's nothing in here that I'm like, oh, I really hate this name. I mean, you know what? Okay, I'm going to take it all back. My favorite name on this list is actually Help Info. That's probably the sleeper, if you can call it a sleeper. But yeah, and then the only name I literally just wouldn't own for any reason would be attempt.org. Like, there's just no reason to own that name. I don't know what you would ever do with it. I don't know what not even commercial application, because there's clearly none, but I don't know what application attempt.org would have.
Okay. All right. All right, well, we covered a bunch of them. What about you, Jen, on here? I know, I don't know what I was going to say.
But
I think
what
you guys
know.
Obviously typically deal with higher value names. So, you know, I know some of these lists are like, you're like allergic to them. What do you think? Oh, I think
Jen,
it's so
silent.
Bad that you're muted. You muted yourself.
What's going on? AI just muted me. That was weird. It came up with like an AI alert that we muted you. What was that? Anyway.
Same thing right. I got. And then I realized.
It's the robots. They're doing things. What's going on?
Ghost of the machine.
Yeah. Look, yeah, there is nothing on this list that I would date. So I don't know. But I'm similar to what Drew and I, as annoying as it is, we always pick the same. Grow Lab. Yes, I think that's a cool name. It probably appeals to a bunch of companies, probably in Canada. Marketology is all right. I saw that there was an AI company that's called that, but the .com is still resolving in the Google results, so. That will probably be renewed, I think, maybe. Who knows? Ones that I don't like, and Health Info, obviously, I think that, yeah, that's a sleeper. I agree with Drew on that. Rioting.com, I kind of like marked that one and was like, what would you do with this? The same as what you guys said, like, what would you do with it? I don't know. And then Soars. soars.com, soars.com. I was just like radio tests, like what? I wasn't a big fan of that one. So there's a couple I don't mind, and a couple I'm not super fan of.
Yeah, this list was tough this week in general. You know, I kind of called it out last time on Domain Sherpa Review with, you know, pulling the names. And I don't know if some of it is cyclical. And it brought up a conversation about the quality of the expiring names coming off of NameJet. And that, you know, over time, a lot of the NetSol, really good gems at NetSol, and it's taken a long, long time, you know. Yeah. But if you're not having a lot of new names being registered or transferred there, right, if the overall amount of names under management, especially high value names, is dwindling over time, or domain investor domains, is because not a lot of domain investors use NetSol as their sort of their home base, you know, that you start to see the shift in the quality of the expiry stream, right? And I don't know if we're seeing some of that here. You know, usually there are a handful of names that pop that are, like, you know, somewhat more exciting than these. You know, kind of the y'all's point about it not being, not many names on here you wouldn't even have in your portfolio for $69, but, you know, I just wonder how much of that is, you know, we're seeing, or it's also just the time.
Yeah,
of year,
because I feel like people might look at Rioting or Soars or a couple of these other, like, one worders and be like, ooh, like, you know, it's a oneword.com, but like we always say, they're not all created equal. So
yeah, I think soars.com is a terrible name, in my opinion. You know, like, it's just because, again, if you're like, oh, hey, what's your email address? Soars.com. It's like, I would potentially think you're talking about, like, S-O-R-E-S. And that's I'm like, what
that's
the
worse.
What
kind of,
that's worse, exactly. But it's the more common sort
What kind of sores, Jonathan?
Exactly. So cold@sores.com or bed@sores.com. It's all terrible stuff, right? Like, what are you going to... Anyway, but yeah. So I think that it's kind of slim pickings. It'll be interesting to see how some of these names do. You know, we definitely see names going for high values in auction that are surprising. So, all right.
Let me go. I still got it. I'm on.
All right. Yeah. And you, there's one that's, there's one I put on there for you. It hasn't been mentioned yet.
No, these are in my wheelhouse. Like, you're overlooking Speed Bike. The tri bike market is huge. Like, Speed Bikes and tri bikes, they sell for $8,000 or $10,000 a piece, and people have two and three of them. I mean, Speed Bike is a name that they'd love to own. Matter of fact, Trek has a huge bike called Speed Concept. It's their biggest seller. It's starts at 7,000. You can spend 25,000 no problem on bike. So I think Speed Bike's a solid name for a bike company. Urban Growers, biggest move, everything is container gardening. Like, container gardening, urban. Drew, you've got Urban something, Urban Grower.
I've got urbangarden.com, urbangardening.com.
Yeah. So that's it's a big market. Urban Growers would be a really easy site to set up for container gardening and city gardening and stacking. You know, the new is stacking hydroponic lettuce and plants like that. So that's a solid name. I'm buying Grow Lab, so I don't care what it goes for. It's perfect. The cannabis market is pales in comparison to the corn and bean market, and seed. That's a huge market. Grow Lab for that would be great. Get protection, security, hiring security. I think that that's not a huge market, but it is a market. And it's got 48 back orders. So you can see that others kind of like the name as well. But I think Get Protection works because it's a call to action, right? It's a call. You know exactly what you're going to do when you go to the website. So I think that's a great name. Water Saver is a hot topic too. I mean, I don't know what you would do exactly with it, but everybody's about using less water, clean water. I think that's a big, big market too. I mean, you're talking huge, huge markets for those types of names. Yeah, they're two words. Hearth and Home is a name that I add. I have Pen and Page and Meat and Fish. They do well. You sell them for $8,800. So if you get Hearth and Home, you know, it sounds like a nice, cozy little, I'm going to find design ideas and little knickknacks for my home that I can buy online. So I think if you get that for, just like Drew said, 400, 500, sell it for 8 or 9,000, that's a good add to your portfolio. I mean, it's not going to change your financial life, But these are the kind of names that if you add a lot to your portfolio and get a good buy at it, that you can make a living in domain investing. This is what most people are buying. This is exactly what most people can afford.
You just killed it, man. You just came in and just absolutely cleaned house in this segment. That was awesome. And I think you're absolutely, you know, see, so now all of a sudden I'm like, I did a great job with this list.
No, and, it's just, this is
it's
what
all about
people
finding
are
gems. You know what I'm saying? I'm like a truffle pig. You know what I'm saying? Like I'm out here like finding the gems and the dirt.
These are pay the bill names. These aren't these are pay the bill names. Everybody needs a killer name, but you also have to pay the bill names. And these are pay the bill names.
Yeah, and get protection is an interesting one, because if you have companies that want to use the like protection as their brand, but they can't afford protection.com, and I don't know what's going on protection.com. But, you know, Get Protection is probably the next, like, you know, when you start thinking about protection app, try protection, you know, protection.co, protection.net, Get Protection. Because it also, like you said, it's a call to action. So it's, you know, I think that's an interesting one to look at. Well, Urban Growers, I put on there for you. You know, I was glad no one else.
Yeah, I mean, it's how I make a living are these agricultural. Agriculture's billions of dollars. Gardening's the biggest hobby in the world. There's just, those are where you want to be, right? You want to be where people are spending money. And not, sure, you want to be where they're spending hundreds of thousands, but I'll take the people that are spending hundreds a week, every week, for months on end. I'll take that role too.
Well, in Hearth and Home, Drew mentioned this earlier. That one I looked up a little bit, and there are a ton of end users for that. There's a bunch of different people that are using Hearth and Home already. So it's like if you can kind of steal that one for $500 to $1,000, it seems like turning that into a 5, 10X like pretty quickly is probably pretty doable, you know?
Yeah, Pen and Page for me is one of my most visited. It wasn't a website, but for some reason, Pen and Page gets type in. I don't know if it just exudes writing or something, but it works well.
Yeah. Pen and page. And I would think that's probably, I think pen and pad, pen and paper, pen and page is probably like the third, you know, best combination of pen and paper related products. Domains, you know what I'm saying?
But it was right in that $300 range. I think it was less than that. I think it was less than 100 even. But those are the great adds to the portfolio. That's what we're all looking for is a 300 to 500 name that crushes, that resonates, and that people look and say, nice. Like when you show somebody Hearth and Home, they probably assume it's already something that sells nice home decor, is what I guess. So those I really like, and I wouldn't mind owning any of those. Yeah, like the caterers.org, it's just org you certainly can do commerce on, but some commerce works better than others. I'll take half these names, no problem at all. And Health Info is a solid one too. It's going to be more of a build out,
the number one health, you know, basically is like WebMD and then Healthline, right? So, you know, Health Info is a great brand.
It's just going to have to be, it's got to be somebody with a lot of,
but all that being said, I really think it's almost impossible to build another
WebMD
Healthline today.
A lot of barriers to entry on that stuff.
Yeah, I think that ship has sailed. Giant content sites is hard.
Drew's basically saying don't bid on that name because he will be buying it, and you should not waste your time, little person, on on trying to take that name from Drew. All right, cool. Well, good stuff. And Shane, appreciate that. That's really great context. I love the way you kind of hit cleanup on that and really, really, really brought it. So good stuff.
Keeping it up. Maybe you'll have me back.
Hey, we'll see, man. We'll see, you know, like, anyway, all right.
I'm already
cool.
writing down my 10 answers to Jen. I've literally like, that's what I've been doing in between is just researching my answers to make sure they're solid.
Yeah, so that's so how are we going to do it? Is it like when you're on Jen, we'll just one person will be selected for 10 with Jen? Is that the deal, or do we?
Yeah, and if I'm not on, it's just going to be 10 with 10, which is you because you're a Tenenbaum.
Okay.
But then I mean, once everybody's done this once, then we're.
Well, you change the questions up.
No, because we're always going to have like special guests on anyway, so they're going to get to do like 10 with Jen too.
Yeah.
Like trust
it. And
there
might
Drew.
Be different questions.
Just trust me.
A different question. Yeah. There are unlimited questions out there. There's unlimited questions. And what I thought was interesting too is you asked him a bunch of questions that were kind of like, you know, sort of whatever, call it like sort of basic. The next thing you know, we're in this like existential conversation and everybody's reflecting on the meaning of life. It's like, what is going on? Which is great, you know. Hey, not bad it's for
probably
Wednesday.
Gonna exist.
Yeah, but it was authentic, you know. Like I literally had printed that freaking Tim Ferriss Twitter post, and I had actually been thinking about this for like a week now. Like, you know, like, yeah, I don't know.
I think those are interesting questions, and I think you know, Shane.
Well, I also feel like people. Even just based on that very small poll that was done and a few people that were replying to it and interacting with it, I was like, you know, aside from the domain game, which a lot of people get value from business-wise, the next favorite thing that they loved was the grand opening. And I think that's because it is really us authentically interacting as we all do offline, and people get kind of, you know, that bird's eye view into like our little world.
And a lot of the audience knows us, you know, and we know the audience, and they kind of feel like this is what, you know, when you see people at conferences and you're vibing and having authentic conversations and getting to know people and like at a human level. And it also helps you reflect on your own self, right? To kind of see like, you know, in your own relationships and stuff. So I think, and again, diving in on that is pretty cool. And ticks, baby. You know what I'm saying? Avoid the ticks.
Avoid those ticks.
I'm so scared.
I've swam with sharks. I've been around some of the most dangerous snakes. I've been around some of the most dangerous spiders over in your neck of the woods. You know, I saw a wild funnel web spider. You know, I've seen so, and none of that shit scares me. Like, you know, might make me slightly uncomfortable, but like ticks, the idea of like walking through a deer infested forest and coming out all covered in those little fucks is literally horrifying to me. Like it just, listen, well, I'm also scarred real, real super quick. We came home, you know, I had a dog. We had adopted a dog in Panama when we lived in Panama, Vegas. Rest in peace. He was an amazing dog. Very special. Like, legit. Like, stories for another day, but that was a really unique dog. He was a... Anyway, so we come home from... we were gone for like 2 weeks. And we come home, and he must have brought home, like, some serious ticks. We literally, it was like 11 o'clock at night. We had just come home from this like 2 week trip, opened my bedroom door, and I shit you not, this could have been a horror movie. I am not exaggerating. There were thousands, and I mean, I'm not talking, it wasn't hundreds, it was thousands of ticks in my bedroom everywhere. I literally told my wife, I was like, get the fucking gas can. I'm burning this whole house down. Like, gave over. Like, burn it to the ground.
Yeah, I'm out. So out.
Yeah. Anyways, that was in, and those little fucking, they like, this.
You didn't grow up down south. Like, it was, for me, listen, when I come
they
home,
were in the curtain
in my head.
They were in the curtains. They were in the sheets. They were in the pillowcases. They were on the walls, the ceiling, the floor. It was just, dude, it was like an Alfred Hitchcock film. It was horrible. Horrible. So I stand by my answer. Ticks are the scariest animal.
Yeah, I'm definitely like a more like afraid of bug stuff, spiders, like, you know, all that kind of
stuff. Jonathan, you can't give your answer yet because you haven't done 10 with Jen. So you need to, save it.
But I hate bugs too, is what I'm saying. Bugs are the bull.
Well, you guys don't have hair, so you don't have to worry as much about getting them.
Oh, like, nice.
When I was down south, every night, my mom would take a lit match. You know, they don't release unless you burn them.
Oh, yeah.
So they'd be in your head. So every night, my mom would put a match to the ticks in my head and pull the ticks out every night because I always had ticks in the air when I came home.
So it turns out that was all bullshit. That was just like a good reason for our parents to torture us. the pull match thing was just like, it was like a little extra, like, little bastard. Take that, little bastard.
Yeah. It is. Now that I think about it, I had animals sucking the blood out of me and I was just carrying them around all day, every day.
Yeah.
Horrible. Hey guys, this was great.
Let's go.
We learned so much about ticks.
Awesome. All right. Well, look, we're in the final segment, which is our grand closing where we can talk about anything that we have not already covered. I thought that's what we just did.
Yeah.
I know. I want to talk about, we talked about ticks. I'm going to talk about NamesCon.
You already did.
I know. Well, but I want to mention, can you please?
I'm going now.
We're all going. Everybody's excited.
We're all going to be there.
Gonna be great. Yeah,
all gonna be
they actually just released the agenda. So including Drew, who will be doing one of the keynotes, Paul Makapetris is going to be there, who is the guy who invented the DNS system. You know,
That sounds really dope. I'm kind of,
well, that's what I'm saying. And then, you know, then some of the other folks from the space, you got Andrew Miller, you got Kate and Todd Buckley will be there doing their thing.
Who's Andrew Miller?
So the agenda is out, so definitely check that out and everybody can see what's good. And again, Domain Sherpa is the coupon code, the discount code to get 10% off your tickets if you haven't done that yet. So please make sure you go do that. NamesCon.com.
And we will all be on a panel on the Thursday from 2 to 3, I think.
Yeah, I guess I should actually look at the timing of these.
Yeah, Jonathan, you should. Yeah. I think we are all and I think that also includes Brayden and Amar as well. Yep.
Let's see. We've got the agenda. So let's see what our timing for our stuff. So, Drew, you've got something going on. Let's see. So
everything Wednesday. I got going on is Wednesday.
Yeah, Wednesday you're doing 11:50 and then again at 2:00 and then again at 2:40.
I've got to talk on ticks.
Oh, wow. They got me posted up. Look at this.
I'm giving a talk on ticks, how to care for them and get rid of them on Thursday. It's at 7 a.m. So if anybody wants to go.
I'll be there.
I'm moderating a panel at some point. Okay, yeah. Our panel before the auction is at 2:00 on Thursday.
Yes, thank you.
That's us and the whole squad doing what we do right before the live domain auction, which is at 3:00. So shout out to Monty. And then followed by the ICA dinner, which is Thursday night. So that's also good. And then,
Elizabeth Klukart, Finding Betty. What's that about? Wasn't that like a show, Finding Betty?
You should go to that and find out.
Huh.
I don't know.
Okay, cool. Yeah, so 4:45, Outbound is where it goes down. I'm moderating a little panel with some folks. So Daniel from Hilco, Brooke Hernandez, so that should be pretty good. Anybody who's around on the moniker stage, you know what I mean? So, all right. Well, hey, the agenda's out, so definitely check it out. And again, if you haven't gotten your tickets yet, get to the site, register, use our coupon code. We get no benefit from that, but it's just something that we wanted to give to all y'all. If it helps get anybody over the hump in there, that'd be great. And we'll see everybody there. I mean, we're less than a month away. So, all right. Well, I think that's it. Anybody else? Shane, what else you got?
No, still DSAD.
Oh, so
every morning.
So there's no evening activities, correct?
Well, there is the opening reception from 6 to 8 on Wednesday night. And then Thursday, you've got the auction that's taking place. And then after the auction is the ICA dinner. And then Friday is nothing. So, yeah.
When's a super
shout
party
out,
or whatever?
Shout
that
out Camilla.
Ticket.
Let's go.
As far as anything that's on the, you know, there might be, I don't, you know, there might be stuff happening elsewhere.
Saturday, I'm bouncing. I'm out on Saturday.
Yeah,
I leave on Saturday. Yeah.
I'm out late Friday, I think. So, but yeah. So that's what's good. I'm sorry, Shane. Did you have anything else?
No, well, there's like a $49 party. Remember, there's always a party at that somewhere. Like one year we were at with all the different beers, with 1,000 different beers.
Then they did the bull riding one time, and then we ended up at the.
Is there still that kind of event? Is there a? I don't know.
We'll I think Saturday.
I don't know. I don't see. Yeah, it's fun day.
Saturday's listed as a fun day, so I know there's that. I don't know about anything else. So
I don't. A lot of people are going to be gone by then.
Yeah, yeah. Well, like I said, Wednesday you've got the opening reception.
Thursday, I would challenge. I would challenge anyone I would like to know if anyone has to fly and travel to this place as much as I have to. I would love to know because
can you do it in two stops or do you have to do three?
I got to do three flights. So I'm like Brisbane, yeah. Auckland, Auckland, Houston, Houston, Austin.
Oof.
Yeah.
At least for what it's worth. It's two short flights in one.
But you got to go Brisbane to Auckland?
Yes. Yeah.
And then Auckland to Houston.
Yeah.
That's the one you need the best seat possible for that.
It's always going to be two because of Austin. I mean, Austin.
Oh, actually,
Houston.
Shane said he was my agent.
That's going to be one of the longest flights in the world.
He said that Sherpa is going to like cover my like first class business tickets. So Shane's in charge of negotiating this stuff now. Yeah.
Yeah, we had to go down to business if that's okay.
That's okay. I'm okay with that. It's all right.
Good.
We will. We'll have some names con swag for you actually instead of business class upgrade. We'll have a couple keychains.
Put a donate button during your
couple keychains and whatever else Soren has in the grab bag. I'll give you my grab bag.
Yeah,
it'll be like buy me a coffee. It won't be buy me a coffee. 15... It'll be buy me a flight.
Is that like a 15-hour flight?
22 hours in total to get there.
But the Auckland is
just the main flight.
Yeah, no,
it's probably more than that. That's got to be one of the longest flights in the world because L.A. Sydney is 14 hours. So
Chicago, Hong Kong was 18.
Chicago, Hong Kong is probably about the exact same.
Yeah. It's 13 hours, 45 minutes. What I'm seeing
the other way, I bet it's 16 the other direction.
Yeah, it reminds me of the time I flew from Detroit to Shanghai. That shit was 15 hours. I mean, it's like a similar kind of flight experience.
Yeah,
that's a similar kind of nightmare.
I'd almost rather take your ticks. Would you rather have to be in the room with the ticks for like 20 minutes or do the flight? You know what I'm saying?
But Jonathan, you know, early. I'm not soft, I'll be there on the friggin' Tuesday night, and we'll be having some fun. Let's
rock and roll. I hear you. Well, we'll see. I'm already feeling tired for you. I'm already feeling jet lagged. Drew,
suck it up.
I guess you're not too bad.
Yeah, mine's more of a pain in the ass, but it's fine. I mean, I got to fly Lisbon to London to Heathrow, and then Heathrow to Austin.
Okay.
So straight into Austin. That's good.
Yeah. Well, from Heathrow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Well, but Austin, I don't know Austin's international.
It wasn't. There was other flights, but then they were all connecting in the U.S. and connecting in the U.S. sucks because you have to collect your luggage. So I just didn't want to have to change in the U.S. So basically, I had to fly to London.
Yeah.
Heathrow 3, I think, is where the security, I don't know why, but Terminal 3 at Heathrow, like, you got to get everything out of your bag if you're bringing.
Oh, they suck. No, Heathrow in general, I mean, it's.
Yeah.
They're really, they don't play. They really don't play.
They don't play around.
Yeah.
So I was telling my daughters, like, all your shit needs to be out. Like, every single, don't even have anything in your suitcase as it runs through because they will pull you to the side and we will miss our flight. We end up just leaving the suitcase there because she got stuck. You know, it moves to the side, gets behind the guy that's checking 72 bags.
I once got lost at Heathrow when I had to like catch, because you know how there's the trains to get to the different places. And I actually, this was when I was in my 20s, and it was one of the first times I was flying by myself for work. And I remember I was standing. And I was like, I was on the platform. I like started crying. And this amazing, gorgeous gentleman, like an older guy, he came up to me and he's like, can I help you? And he actually caught the train with me to get me to where I needed to go. And I'm like, faith in humanity restored, people.
I'm sure he was just to be nice.
Yeah, I'm sure.
It was just,
I'm sure it was just to be nice.
It was truly altruistic.
No way to get on that train with JT. They get on JT. And they
he read that point. Same. He read that same altruism to Sam. Sam Bankman-Fried read. You know what I'm saying? He was all up on that altruism.
All up on that altruism.
Anyway, moving on. Close it up, JT. Let's go.
Yep. I think that's about it. We've covered plenty of ground. I appreciate you guys. Thank you so much for being on the show today, especially Jen having to do the late night session with us in order to make it work across all our time zones. We have four time zones represented, so appreciate you, homegirl. And to the audience, thank you guys so much for tuning in. As I say on every show, without you, there is no us, so we very, very much appreciate you guys tuning in. You have any questions, comments, good, bad, ugly, we are not hard to find. You all know what it is. And then, but otherwise, we'll see everybody next time here on Domain Sherpa, where all roads lead to domains. Peace out, everybody.